All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Jason Jessup, the CEO of Magna Mining. And Jason, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Very well, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good, doing very well. So we've got some results out, and we'll get to those in just a second. But just remind everyone a little bit about Magna Mining.
Sure. Magna Mining is a Sudbury-focused nickel copper PGM exploration development company. The company was founded in 2016 and really targeted Sudbury's because of the immense potential that we see here. In 2017, we acquired our flagship project, the Shakespeare Project, and we went public this year in May.
Yeah, what exchange are you on, and what's your ticker there, Jason?
Our ticker symbol is NICU on the Venture Exchange.
Interesting. Okay, perfect. So we mentioned that you had some results out. You got a couple holes out on Shakespeare, and as he said in the past, all that glitters is not gold, and here we're talking about nickel, in fact.
That's right. So we're really happy to announce a nickel copper PGM discovery at our P4 target. And the P4 target is located about 5 kilometers from our Shakespeare deposit and our Shakespeare mine, which is part of our larger 180 square kilometer Shakespeare project located in the nickel rich Sudbury district of Ontario. The P4 target was originally identified from airborne geophysics, and we were able to model 2 EM plates there. And the purpose of this program was to drill 2 holes to test one of those EM plates to determine what was giving us this anomaly. And we intersected nickel copper PGM mineralization in both of these holes. It does confirm that there is immense potential on this underexplored land package. The first hole we intersected was approximately 90 meters below surface, so very shallow. And the second hole was about 50 meters below that, approximately 140 meters below surface. And it did show that the system seems to be widening and grade increasing at depth, which again is very promising. And the other thing that we find very significant and it gets our geologists excited is in the second hole, we're seeing semi-massive sulfides and nickel-rich zonation. And this is the type of environment that we believe can host massive sulfide deposits, similar to what we see elsewhere in the Sudbury Basin. So really, there's a lot of significance to this discovery. And first of all, it's not often that you have a new nickel sulfide discovery. And secondly, although this is a greenfield discovery, it's not a greenfield discovery in the middle of nowhere. This is a greenfield discovery that is located 5 kilometers from our Shakespeare mine, which is a past producer, has major permits for a 4,500 ton per day mine, mill, and tailing storage facility. And it's located in, again, Sudbury area, which is well known, has all the resources to build mines, operate mines. So this is a really big advantage for a discovery like this. And it could be a bolt-on to a future production at our Shakespeare mine.
So Jason, you mentioned that this one target, are you looking at the other target now as well, or sort of what's sort of the next stage after this?
Yeah, so our Shakespeare project and our Shakespeare mine is our flagship. It does have a NI 43-101 resource, quite significant, currently 14.4 million tons in the open pit indicated category, plus inferred and underground as well. So quite significant. We're just going to be wrapping up shortly a 9,000 meter drill program. Most of that drilling has been allocated to test extensions of our current Shakespeare deposit, as well as test some other regional targets such as P4. So we'll be wrapping that up shortly. And if we can get the assay labs to speed things up, hopefully get more results out soon.
Jason, you'd be shocked how many CEOs tell me that exact same thing about the labs. It's been a tough go for the labs in the last couple of years. Good to be in the business of labs, but there's a lot of people looking for results. So I totally understand what you're saying from there. But you're hoping obviously sometime in the next couple of months for sure, right?
Absolutely. We definitely expect to have more results coming out in the coming weeks and months.
All right. Sounds good. Well, congratulations on these first 2 holes, and we look forward to talking again real soon, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there's Jason Jessup, the CEO of Magna Mining.